Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
And I'm John Lieberman, pinch hitting for Brian this morning on this Friday morning as we head into the weekend. And as we head into the weekend, the government shutdown continues, and we're going to talk about it a lot throughout the remainder of our show. What does it mean? Is there any compromise in sight? And I believe we have Shannon Joy with us. Shannon Joy is the host of the Shannon Joy Show. Good morning, Shannon.
Good morning, John. How are you doing this morning?
Doing well, doing well. How about you?
Well, for the first time in just a couple years, I want to say, I actually woke up this morning with a little bit of a cold. So I'm battling. I have, you know, I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm going on radio and I have a sick voice. But other than my cold, I'm great. I'm great. And I love the energy of talk radio. I started my career on talk radio, AM, and worked in the industry for years. And I just love the energy. It's great. So I'm glad to be here with you.
Well, we're glad that you're battling through your illness and you're joining us because we have a lot to talk about. So here we are, you know, government shutdown, the second longest in U.S. history at this point. So let me ask you this, as an independent political commentator, do you see any path forward to end this stalemate? And if so, what is that path?
Well, you know, this is pretty extraordinary. And from my perspective, you know, my analysis starts with the assumption that in general, I know that in our country, this idea of left versus right and partisan politics, especially in Washington, D.C., is incredibly prevalent. There is the theme of the two parties in opposition, opposing each other. I tend to look at what happens in Washington, D.C. more in through the prism of a theater, with the majority of Democrats and Republicans actually working together to achieve the larger goals of growth of the federal government and continuing much of the corruption that we have seen grow over the past 50 years. So, you know, when I look at a situation like this, a quote unquote lockdown, or not a lockdown, a shutdown, what you see is that primarily the majority of the major functions of the government are still in place. And it's on the periphery. It are essentially the non-essential things, right? Which is so interesting. If they're non-essential, then why are we paying for them in the first place? Why is the government involved in it? Which is a whole different conversation. But, you know, in this case, it seems to me that both political parties seem to benefit almost from a government being shut down. And yeah. I think that's why this one has persisted for so long, because they're able now to spend money outside of the confines of the Constitution of the United States of America. They're able to appropriate money. And one of the best examples of that, which is incredibly concerning to me, is the payment. I love the military. I've been a conservative Christian, America first, my entire career. And I'm so thankful for our troops and our military. But on October 15th, President Trump, somehow the military got paid. And that was outside of an appropriation from members of Congress, which is the law, that is the Constitution. And we have an announcement yesterday that apparently that payment came from an independent private donor and went through some kind of black budget through the Department of Defense and the Pentagon. That's outrageous. That's one of the most extraordinary, because what you're looking at right now is a military that is essentially being paid by private, a private entity or contractor, which would be the equivalent of a mercenary force or a private security force that operates outside of their oath to the Constitution, their oath to we the people, and also oversight of Congress.
It is outrageous, but let me ask you this, Shannon. Where's the outrage? Because I'm not seeing much outrage. I mean, above and beyond what you just, you know, displayed. I mean, where's the outrage? This should be something that people are jumping up and down about.
Especially conservatives, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I, as a constitutional conservative, this is, and this is just the latest on, you know, a pile of unconstitutional actions by not only this president, but Biden before him, right? So what we have is a continuation of presidencies, D versus R, and they'll fight about everything on the periphery or in the boxes on, you know, CNN and Fox News, and they will give the illusion of this major conflict when behind the scenes, they are continuing to grow and expand the size of the government and more recently move government outside of the boundaries of our Constitution, which features the separation of powers and checks and balances and oversight, right? So this is, it's extraordinary. And I said I was in the spaces on Twitter about 2 weeks ago and I got mocked, John, relentlessly, because I said we were just kind of hashing this out. And I said, you know, frankly, I think they love that this government is, quote unquote, shut down. And I would be surprised if they ever, quote unquote, open it again.
Hmm. And you mean both sides?
Both sides. And, you know, we're getting tepid pushback from the Democrats and we're getting the headlines, right? So-and-so isn't going to get their welfare payment and, you know, the children are going to starve because of the SNAP. And, you know, but what if they take this military exercise that they just did, right? Just finding some money and paying the military. What if they apply that to every situation that we begin to see in the future where someone's not going to get their check or, you know, this function of the government isn't going to happen? They've just essentially shrouded it in blackness, even less transparency than we had to begin with. That's what I'm concerned about. They all laughed at me when I said that, and I might be completely wrong, but I don't know, John. I just have, like, I have this sinking feeling that this might go on longer than a lot of people imagine.
Yeah, if what you describe actually does continue, then there's really no difference than, you know, any private business versus the government. If it's getting funded privately and not by taxpayer dollars, you know, then what's the difference? Does the government just become a private?
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Entity?
Well, we have seen, John, a huge push towards the privatization of government functions. It was sold to conservatives and Republicans in the first month of the presidency through DOGE, which was supposed to be a takedown. It was supposed to be an efficiency operation and a government shrinking operation. And what they did instead is they took the human elements of government and government institutions in Washington, D.C., and got rid of those, but did not get rid of the functioning of those government agencies or those government entities for the most part. What they've done is they've now outsourced much of that work to a variety of different private enterprises through public-private partnerships or collaborations. And I mean, so they're just handing and they're mechanizing. They're through AI, artificial intelligence, and the infrastructure of the digital state or the digital surveillance state. They're now taking what used to be human decision-making situations and streamlining them. So we have all the government. There's no smaller government. It's just consolidated now into fewer and fewer hands who are not responsible to we the people. They do not have to answer to Congress. And we're also seeing the president, he is now taking the United States government and partnering with large multinational corporations and actually becoming a stakeholder, buying stakes in companies. And that's been all over. So there's a major push. This is not making government smaller. This is putting government into the hands of private entities that are globalist in nature, absolutely not America first. Don't answer to the president in many situations, and certainly don't answer to Congress. So this is part of a larger theme.
Before I let you go, Shannon, I mean, you seem to have a pretty dim view of when this shutdown is going to end. What will it take to end this, in your opinion?
I think we are going to have to see massive pushback from the bottom up, from the local and state level. We already have Democrats who are, by their nature, very suspicious and skeptical and outraged by this government because it's a Republican president. I think we need more conservative voices, constitutional voices, commentators, platformers, influencers who have for their entire careers claimed to be conservative, constitutionalist Republicans. We need to have pushback from them, and they need to begin to apply pressure to their local and state representatives. So we just need to, very old fashioned, get on the phone and call our senators and our congressmen from the Republican side of the political aisle, but also the Democrat, and say, listen, this can't go on. We understand that we need to rein in spending. The deficit spending is outrageous. They're growing that every day. We understand that the government is inefficient. We understand that it's too big, but this is not the way to do it. And we cannot have a situation. This is banana republic style stuff. If it persists.
Sure. It sure is. Shannon, where can people keep up with you and watch your show?
Thank you. Thank you so much. Oh my gosh, my voice stayed on. I held it till.
Sorry, you did well. We know you're sick. We appreciate you soldiering through. Where can people watch you?
Why don't you send? You can follow me on Twitter. My handle is @ShannonJoyRadio. I do most of my show prep there, and then my website, theshannonjoy.com. That's theshannonjoy.com, has all of my information. But I am live daily. Noon to 1:30 p.m. on about 24 podcast platforms, Rumble, YouTube, Substack, Twitter, and then also on every podcast platform you can imagine via audio. So if you go to my website, you can find all of those links. And thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate you and having this opportunity to talk to your amazing audience.
She is Shannon Joy. Check her out. Thank you so much, Shannon.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.